Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program. Doug is out. I am Jay Kirshner. Jennifer Horn is going to be with us as well in a moment, hopefully. So it's kind of one of those odd situations, I guess, just to get started with things. Doug is in Los Angeles, and I'm supposed to be there. Things happen, and I could not go. Well, then talk about things happening. It's a Murphy's Law situation. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. The equipment that Doug uses to do the radio program while he travels, not working. Not working at all. And then Jennifer Horn, poor thing, is basically trying to do things while having bronchitis. She just... I don't know how she does it. For as sick as she is feeling, and she's going to be here still, but it was going to cover for me when I was going to be out, and then I am here. So I was like, Jen, you can get some sleep. Well, now Doug's out. So Jen, I am so sorry that you are not able to get all of your rest.
Oh, at least you're sorry. I think Doug's like, haha, we'll put her to work.
Sorry. Yeah, he's like, suck it up, Buttercup.
There's technical stuff going on my end. I don't know what was happening, but here we are. So there we go.
Yeah, Murphy's Law thing. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong in a way. You been able to go to your doctor and see what's going on?
Yeah, it's bronchitis.
You poor thing. I am so, so sorry.
And there's just not a whole lot to do other than just, you know, wait it out at this point. But a lot of things that are creeping around, I apologize for my voice, gosh, but a lot of things that are creeping around are going into bronchitis. So be careful, be forewarned. If you get a virus of some kind, you got to make sure you get rid of it. Otherwise, it sticks around. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Yeah. Well, especially anything with the lung stuff where sometimes do you have asthma?
Yes, which is
okay. So a lot of things where it's not, you might have an illness that's not even based in the lungs, and all of a sudden it will eventually make its way into your lungs because that's what asthma does to you. I have a family member recently who ended up being hospitalized with pneumonia. It came out of nowhere, and you know how pneumonia typically starts as something else and then develops. This person was completely fine, and one morning just woke up, had a significant headache, was not feeling super great, tried to struggle through the day, had moments of feeling better, and then moments of feeling lousy again. The next morning, an incredibly high fever, just such a high temperature, and ended up going to the ER, and full-blown pneumonia. It's so bad to the point where they were admitted for a couple days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like it just fell out of the sky.
Wow, that's so scary. I was reading up, actually, you know how we all like to self-diagnose. I was like, oh, because I feel like it's still, my mind is still moving, you know. It doesn't feel like my lungs are super heavy, but that's why I wanted to get checked, because you just never know. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it hits you out of nowhere.
Plus, have you noticed that whatever's happening sickness-wise, it feels worse than it did pre-pandemic? I don't know if we all let our immune systems get crazy on us. I don't know what the details are. Or if these things are just like super bugs now. I don't know. It just feels like everything's more dramatic post-pandemic than pre.
It really does, and that does beg the question of, was it because we were away from everybody for so long? Because nobody was getting sick. During the pandemic of COVID, it was almost like other illnesses ceased to exist for a brief period of time. And then you have some people and before I move on to this, I don't know how it was where you were. It was pretty much the entire state of California shut down, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, for 18 months.
So I was in Tennessee at the time, and it was not like that in Tennessee. Only two counties shut down. It was Shelby County, where Memphis is, and Davidson County, where Nashville is. The rest of the counties sort of shut down to an extent. Some businesses did. Some other businesses were still going. The radio station, the cluster that I worked for at the time, still expected to go do remotes and job fairs and all of that. So Nashville is very transient, and even not just people moving into the city and the county, but living in other counties, always traveling into Nashville. So you had a lot of people who were living in counties that did not shut down at all, traveling into Nashville. So it was almost a moot point of, why did Nashville even shut down? Why did Davidson County even shut down? But you have a lot of those. And then you have people who, I think that we are hearing this a lot, where the COVID vaccine did something and it's messed up people's immune systems, or not the COVID vaccine, COVID itself did something and messed up people's immune systems. It just seems like everybody wants to pinpoint something related to the pandemic, whether it was the vaccine, the illness itself, or using too much hand sanitizer, or right, just the pure fact of staying home all the time.
Yeah, I think it's because people didn't have reactions or interactions with one another. I mean, I was still working because that was part of, I was considered to be one of those people that needed to, doing the morning show.
Emergency services, keep, yes.
Yeah, and we had to keep our business open at CRN, so we were just kind of on like a limited crew, but my life didn't change much. But my interactions with people did, because everybody else was at home. So I don't know, it just feels like I didn't get the vaccine. I'm so glad I didn't get the vaccine, but it feels like somehow keeping us all away from each other. Now everybody's getting sick, and it kind of is, it's wild. Like, I feel like every couple of months somebody's fight, you know, you're fighting something off.
Yeah, it is. And especially with so much of the unknown, because I keep thinking of the school-age children, the students who fell behind because they were so homeschooled sad, and it just wasn't what was best for them. And the athletes, or anybody who was a sophomore, junior, high school age, where a lot of these things, what they were pushing towards, were scholarships. And they didn't have
they
the chance for that.
Year in some
yes, and they even missed the chance at getting some scholarships for colleges because they didn't have the recruiters out to see them to such a degree. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, and then now you look at it where you can be in a household of somebody who has COVID, and it's like, okay, we'll mask up for a few days.
Right.
Or you have COVID, but you still have some symptoms, but you are 5 days post your first diagnosis. So go ahead, come back to class. It's just the way that things have lifted so much. And it's still very deadly for a certain group of people who already have health issues. And I'm not going to negate that, but it's not for everybody.
The same stuff that's going around that, like, disrupted me for over a week. What's the difference between that and COVID, really? I mean, one maybe more spreadable than the other. We don't really know. All I know is that what I got came from something I picked up in my workplace, where everybody was sick and sneezing all over each other. And, you know, is it any worse or any better than spreading around COVID? I don't know. At the end of the day, you're still sick.
So have people gone back to, in the workplace, if you are sick, you still need to show up? Because I feel like COVID, it hindered that a little bit, where it was one of those things of, if you are sick, stay home, we will figure it out, don't spread your germs. Where before COVID, you had the flu, it didn't matter. You have a job to do, you need to get in, you don't have any vacation days to use, come in and basically spread your flu bugs to everybody else because you have to do your job. Post-COVID, it seemed like that subsided, where people were encouraged to, you're sick, I don't care what you have, just stay home, don't come in, we'll figure this out, or we will figure out how you can do your job from home. So people, like, you feel like they're going back to the old habits again?
Absolutely. Coming in sick, yes. I think it's back, at least in my place of work, where everybody's like, you know, we don't really have anybody to cover for us, so here we are.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, so maybe get into a little bit of a good news moment. Have you seen this about a traveler who was doing a crossword puzzle, going on a train traveling back from London to Bath, and had been drinking with friends, I think still drinking on the train, doing a newspaper crossword, and it was just a gloomy car, and they started shouting out the crossword questions, the puzzle clues,
oh,
and
no.
Everybody started getting involved in this. Somebody videoed this, and it was uploaded to TikTok, and the caption is, how one guy changes the mood of the whole train car through crossword puzzle.
Well, that's fun. So he was giving out the clues. Did they ask for it, or was he just being annoying?
I think he started off being annoying, but everybody was so into it that it it just went, I mean, to everybody's surprise, it was like people were getting very excited to hit up some of the right answers.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was like,
I like that. I don't know. You know, when I travel, I don't do, like, the big, crazy, smart people crossword puzzles, but I love having, like, my People magazine or something, so once I've read the magazine, I've got the crossword puzzles. There's something about that when you travel that just keeps you a little more engaged than just reading and tossing your publications.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, like the thinking of it or whatever. I'm a Sudoku person. I definitely like doing that. That's my crossword puzzle.
Sudoku. See, I've never done one in my life. The numbers scare me.
Which is, I'm surprised that I like it because, yeah, numbers scare me too. Math is not my strong suit. I feel like numbers are just, well, they are just symbols, but a lot of times they're symbols that have no meaning to them when I look at them and I'm like, wait, what? But for some reason, Sudoku is my jam.
It's your thing. It's your jam.
Yeah. So this tipsy traveler, a drunk guy, basically unifying everybody. Thanks to Jeopardy. Thanks to the crossword puzzles.
But the crossword puzzle's still about the same. Some of them are hard.
Some of them are hard. Wait, what's the one that's known for you're basically
the New York Times
if you do it?
The big one. Every week, the New York Times. Like, you can do that. You're pretty smart.
Good grief. Okay, so, I don't know why my brain is on Jeopardy for some reason. I'm, like, completely stuck on Jeopardy. Did you see
that? Well, they've been having the Tournament of Champions, which maybe, I don't know, are you thinking about that? That's been kind of fun to watch. And I think it's funny with Jeopardy because they always up the difficulty of the questions depending on the candidates. Like, when it's Celebrity Jeopardy, that's what I can play. Like, it's pretty dumbed down.
Yeah.
And then they go up to the champions, and you're like, what are they talking about?
Well, oh, no, yeah. Whenever some of the questions are like, wait, can I pause it so I can go look at a dictionary and see
right,
what those words
to
even
this.
Mean?
Please hold.
What was it, last week or the week before? There was sometime recently one of the Jeopardy contestants became a father. Recorded the show, hurried up, got to the hospital, welcomed his child, and then got back.
Wow. Dedication.
Yeah, right? Managed to make it. Well, it's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Prep your yard for the summer for less with 5 for $10 Scott's Naturescapes mulch. And save on appliances with up to an additional $1,000 off select major kitchen appliances. Find savings across the store today, like 5 for $10 mulch. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 531. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusion supplies. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out. When it comes to single parents, Jen, what is your take on that phrase?
On single parents?
Single parents.
I was raised by one, so, I mean, I don't know. I have a positive connotation. I think it just is descriptive of what people's environment was growing up, probably.
Okay. See, I always think of, when I hear single parent, I feel like that's very different from a solo parent. Like, single is the relationship status, because there are single parents who co-parent 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Like relationships where they didn't work out, but they are both very engaged in the children's lives, but they are relationship status single. And then you have some people who are married and consider themselves single parents because they do everything themselves.
Right.
And so I always kind of wondered that. Kim Kardashian is talking about her life as a single parent, and what's going on in the news is a lot less about what she has said and more about what people are saying. Commenting on her comments? We're going to get to that shortly.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
On a recent podcast, Kim Kardashian has opened up about parenting her children that she shares with Kanye West, her ex-husband, and talks about how being a single parent is really hard. It's very difficult, and a lot of times she cries herself to sleep. And the internet hates it, is so hating on this. A lot of people are like, she's acting like she's middle class. Why is she complaining about her struggles as a single mom? She has a bajillion nannies. Each kid has their own nanny, all of this stuff. But to a degree, Jen, a lot of people who might have the money to afford nannies, they still can be actively involved in their children's lives. Don't you think they can still care how their kids are doing?
I think what you're hearing from Kim Kardashian is she's lonely. She's making the decisions about four kids kind of by herself, and she's lamenting that. And so I think the reason she's probably taking some heat is that there are a lot of single parents or solo parents, however we would define it, that don't have the resources that Kim Kardashian does. That's really that they're struggling for childcare, and they're struggling to put food on the table. And
that's the thing where it takes a village.
And it's really, I mean, that's really rough. And quite frankly, no offense to Kim, that is tougher than the situation that she is in. But emotionally, I think every parent could probably identify with where she's coming from. And that is that she is in charge of having to make decisions for four little people by herself without the consultation of someone else in the household. And that's hard. That's a lot of emotional stress. So go away no matter how much money you earn.
Emotional stress, definitely a good way to put it. Because especially when you are the default parent, as I would assume Kim Kardashian is, you take the heat of a lot of your child's emotions, too. You are their safe space, so they are going to take a lot of stuff out on you, and they feel safe to work through those emotions. It can be very heavy, very difficult to carry. No amount of money in the world can help. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the last couple of weeks I've received a lot of calls from listeners saying, Warren, my dog just absolutely goes crazy or gets really scared when he gets in a car. Think about a car from your dog's point of view. He's in something that's moving when he's sitting still. It's a hard concept for a dog to understand, especially if he's sitting in the car and he sees other dogs walking by. Of course he's going to react. One of the best ways to really get your dog to understand that it's okay to be in a car is a good place, is to spend time in the car stationary without the car moving. Just sit in the driveway, give them a favorite toy or a treat, or even a little massage if you want. And then take gradual trips. In other words, rather than go for a long trip and end up at a veterinary hospital where the dog may not be too happy, take short trips to a friend's house to visit grandma or an aunt or an uncle. It can make all the difference in the world. The car should be a positive, fun place for you and your pet. Just be safe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The driver of a U-Haul truck that crashed through security barriers across the street from the White House has been detained. Officials say the incident happened last night around Lafayette Square. There were no injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel. It's unclear if the crash was intentional, but the cause is under investigation. The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would scrap the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. The House is expected to vote this week on a resolution to overturn the program that would provide up to $20,000 in relief funds for eligible student loan borrowers. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The TSA reports they are ready for this three-day weekend to celebrate Memorial Day. Approximately 2.6 million air passengers are expected starting Friday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice. It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. Ladies' Day, I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out. How about some good news?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Diapers are not always that great news because of their function. It's nasty. It's gnarly. Sometimes it can peel paint off the walls. Let's be honest. But there is a company who is using shredded diapers to replace 40% of concrete sand in construction without affecting the strength. I mean,
so
diapers are built for tough anyway.
Diapers, or did they clean those puppies up?
Yes to both.
Okay. Because I would be okay with, like, diaper material if they can find a good use for it, but I definitely want to do a little rinse-a-roo, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yeah, a whole lot of sanitizing. But, yeah, so because these end up in landfills, but I also wonder how are they getting these? Like, are they going dumpster diving?
It's a good question. I know. Where do they come from?
Yes, yeah.
Does somebody donate them, or do they just maybe, I mean, because, okay, you've done the mom thing. Did you, you did disposable diapers with Mac, right?
Yes, yes. A lot of people encouraged me to do the cloth ones that are reusable, that you just wash and use them again. No, not unless
this
you are going to come over and do it.
It's in science. You don't have to do that anymore. So my question, though, is do you separate them out? Like in the garbage, you just throw them in one spot, right?
That depends. Some people have these, like, diaper genie things, or...
But it would still go in the trash.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. But it's usually in its, like, own separate bag, where, like, if you're using one of the diaper genies, you have the trash bag thingy, and then all of the diapers go in there, and then once that's full, you tie off that bag, and then you put that in the bigger garbage bag. So they're still at least separated, but... I mean, this is definitely a good way to use them up because they typically just go in landfills. They're not something that will disintegrate themselves or anything.
No, they must take forever to actually break down. So I guess if you can figure out something to do with diapers, you know, good on you. I just wonder where they're getting them from. If somebody actually has the job of walking through the landfill looking for dirty diapers, because
yeah.
that would be one thing I would not sign up for.
Well, because nobody would actually think of like, oh, let's recycle used diapers. I understand if you had a child who grew out of the diapers or started potty training and you just have no need, but they are unused. But those will typically go to be passed along to friends or family who have
a
child.
You can donate.
Yeah, yes, or donate or something. But they have figured these out. I remember being younger and going on a school field trip to the waste station or whatever, like the building. I can't even think of the word. But the building where they do all this stuff.
Did they take you to the garbage dump for a field trip?
It was not the garbage dump, but it was like the sewer center or whatever, and like where the waste goes. Like flushing toilets and stuff. And I remember they had this little brick of something, and they started handing in. They're like, everybody pass it around, touch it, feel how it is, pass it to the next person, but they wouldn't say what it was. And at a young age, I was already like, you're not saying what this is. I don't want to touch it. Just based off of where we are and the fact that you're being so sneaky about everybody, make sure you touch it, feel it, blah, 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 blah. And then I just didn't touch it. And it gets to the end. They're like, okay, did everybody have a chance? Well, this is fecal matter that has been dehydrated and sanitized and blah, 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 blah. And it was one of, like, those lessons of where everything goes, what happens when you flush the toilet and all of this stuff. And it was just, like, they were straight up passing a piece of crap around.
Oh, my God.
Like...
I'd like to say, where did you go to school? But you know what? I guess maybe it's a learning experience.
It's the public school system, apparently. So you're telling me you didn't have a class field trip to a sewer center?
No, they never took us, especially with my class. My class would have, like, tried to take something home to mess with people. We had, like, the worst class of boys that were, like, terrible. So I don't think it would have gone well, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's... No. So I hope maybe not everybody had to deal with that. Not everybody had to. That's just some things that you don't need to learn unless you go to the trade school for it.
No, you know what I mean? These are important things. You need to know where it all goes. You know, so many kids think you just throw things away and it disappears, or you flush and it disappears. I guess you, Jay, now know where all of that goes.
I know where it all goes. I always think about, like, when people flush their goldfish or something that pass away.
Oh, I know. I've flushed a few of those in my life. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the weird people that flush, like, alligators, like, live ones, and then they live in your sewer system and then come back and, like in some poor unsuspecting schlub's toilet and give them a little chomp on the rear end? That scares me to pieces, especially for you people like in Florida or in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, no, that's my biggest fear, if like a snake coming up or something, or like when you use a porta potty.
Well, the porta potties, that's, yes, I'm talking even like.
But even at home.
But yeah, the porta potties, oh. That's why you never get too close to the seat or the little hole, so that you're in pouncing position in case you need to get the heck out of it.
Yes, you're basically mid-squat, like you're getting a workout.
But you know what? You get yourself out of there in case something comes up at you.
Well, have you seen this about the Florida guy? He is a 23-year-old. This wasn't a restroom kind of situation, but he, 23, walked outside of a bar in Florida and was near a pond, just near a pond that was outside this bar. Alligator came up, grabbed his arm.
Oh, God. See, just, this is the thing. At Florida, you have a beautiful state. You have an amazing governor. I envy your living conditions politically, financially. The weather's just as nice as in California, although you've got the humidity. But all of those creatures in the swamp, oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. I don't think so. My mom grew up in North Carolina, and she would talk about how they, you know, the what are those snakes that swim? She'd be in the water and the, like, in the lakes as a little kid, and she'd say, oh, water moccasins. Ugh. Check, please. Can't.
Oh, yeah. Those are creepy. Yeah, those are scary. Yeah. Especially because you think, I imagine most snakes on just normal land. And then you remember
nature.
That some are
in
just
the water,
in the water.
You didn't have to worry about this kind of stuff. But nope, you do.
Well, that's what, whenever there are storm surges from hurricanes or anything, or flash flooding.
You see people wading through all that water.
Yeah, so
no
we're trying to get through.
Way.
Yes, I always think of that same thing. Like, never mind the electrical situations and the electrical currents that might be going through the water or anything like that. No, I'm thinking about all of the aquatic kind of species that were in the ponds, in the lakes, that are now just going through the streets.
And they're angry because they've been disrupted from their homes, just like the rest of us. And they're now angry and swimming next to you. Yeah, it's a pass. It's a pass for me. If I didn't have like a rowboat or something, you're just going to have to get me off my roof because that's just it for me.
Yeah, we all just use a door. Titanic style. Why am I forgetting their name? Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio. What were their names?
Jack. Rose and Jack.
Rose and Jack, that's it. Yeah,
good luck to
door.
You, Jack. Get off my plank.
Oh, but speaking of the animals that are just in water and gnarly and angry, there was another situation of an attack in Florida. A college student, completely blindsided while fishing. This dude was fishing. 20-year-old, his name's Kevin Bianco. This happened in the Miami area. The other story we were just talking about with the alligator was right outside Fort Myer. Spearfishing with friends, and all of a sudden, the shark just came up and attacked.
Oh, God. Where was he fishing?
Where was he fishing?
Was he, like, on the pier, or...
Spearfishing. So that's what, where you have the waders?
So he was actually in the water. Oh,
in the water, yeah. Is spearfishing with the waders? No, spearfishing is where you're actually underwater and everything, right?
Well, no, I think you stand, like, in the surf and you catch your fish, I think.
Mm. Yeah, it was a 500-pound bull shark.
They do a lot of that in Hawaii. They do a lot of spearfishing in Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so they do. It is, like, you have the flippers on your feet, and you are swimming through the water, I believe, with spearfishing. We had, we were on vacation, my husband and I, in Hawaii, and we were talking, actually, a few different people who had said part of their part-time job is they wake up early in the morning and they go spearfishing, and then they pretty much make the amount of money that's their week's worth of money just that morning, and then they go to their day job that gives them the health insurance.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a way to do it. Hawaii is so expensive. I mean, you've got to figure out a way to live there. So, especially a lot of people do it for sports, so that probably doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, and I think not just Hawaii, but any tourist-driven area where tourists are coming, so they're already expecting to spend money. They are already expecting the upcharges, where a lot of the locals, they have to rely on, what is it, like the happy hours or stuff, or the special local discount times?
Yeah, a lot of places they'll go.
And they do have those.
Local places, yeah.
Yes, and they do have those because tourists are tired from traveling, or if there's a time change, they go to bed a lot earlier. So then they have the other times of like, okay, locals, come and get your stuff.
Now the real people come and get your stuff.
Yeah.
We've tired out all those mainlanders. Now your turn. I miss Hawaii. I could totally use a trip there. Right,
how often do you go?
Well, you know what? We typically will go to Kaanapali Beach like once a year. A lot of times it's for work for the, not that it, this is like Kim Kardashian saying it's work, Hawaii Food and Wine Festival, where we broadcast live, and it is work to do the broadcast, but it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine an office right like poolside at the Westin Maui or the Sheraton? It's incredible.
Well, I guess that's why it's so beautiful there, and especially like for surfers and stuff, that a lot of schools have trouble keeping students in on the day-to-day because their parents, yeah, and especially parents that want their children to become professional surfers, they have no problem saying they're not coming to school this day or putting them out like, hey, the surf's too good, it's a nice day, you need to be out surfing.
They understand the conditions of the land. But in Hawaii, they actually care about the land a little bit more, or like what the water is giving them, or, you know, there's a little bit more emphasis on that. Where here we're like, yeah, I don't care if it's raining, you're still going to school. Or I don't care if it's 80 degrees and sunny, you're still going to school.
Oh, I love the litter laws, where the anti-litter laws, they are so, like, just talking about taking care of the land and everything and respecting and cherishing it. Their litter laws, if you're caught littering, it is basically like, it probably costs the same as your round trip plane ticket and your entire stay. If
people
not
are
more.
Pigs, and then people learn to, like, clean up. As much as, you know, I believe that we go so far overboard with the green ideology, but I am a big believer in personal responsibility. And if you make the mess, you clean up the mess. I mean, it just seems like if we all lived our life like that, there wouldn't be any problems.
Exactly. And there are garbage cans everywhere. I cannot tell you how many times I see people throw trash out their window while they're driving. Oh, and it's like, so just annoying. Put it on the seat next to you. Put it on the floor next to you. And then throw it out when you get somewhere. If you are supposed to be on a diet and you went through that fast food place and you don't want anybody to know, stop at a gas station and throw it away. Like, I speak from experience.
Don't throw your evidence out the window.
Right? It's 48 after the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Farm and Family Time at 53 after the hour. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out. Today's portion is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. In recall news, almost 500,000 waffle makers are being recalled due to burn risks after 34 people were injured. This is the Empower Brands. Empower Brands are who is recalling the waffle makers. It is the PowerXL Stuffed Waffleizer Waffle Maker. Apparently these appliances are just burning people left and right. There have been 44 reports of incidents, 34 people injured, and 3 actually requiring medical attention. Reportedly, hot pieces of the waffle or stuffing can be expelled from the waffle maker during use or upon opening the product to retrieve your food. This is what's posing the burn risk to consumers and have actually just straight up burned people, causing a few to go to the hospital. The recall involves 2 models, 1 5-inch and 1 7-inch of the stuffed waffleizer waffle maker. Both have the PowerXL logo on the top of the appliance. If you have one of these, return it to your place of purchase. Get your money back. If you don't know where it came from because maybe it was a gift or something, just go reach out to Empower Brands. You can get these online, in-store, Walmart, Kohl's, QVC. These are sold everywhere. So if you have one of these, definitely go check it out if you need to get a refund. BJ's, Best Buy, Home Depot, Target, Sam's Clubs all sell these waffle makers. These are prominent waffle makers. If you have a waffle maker, go check it out. See if this is one that you have because apparently it can spit hot, fiery food at you. In other recall news, ready-to-eat deli meat shipped to California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania have been recalled. This is a product that bears a Canada establishment number 224 on the case box. More than 15,000 pounds of deli meat products that were distributed to the aforementioned states from Sofina Foods. It's a Canada-based company. And the cause for the recall, not some foodborne illness or anything like that, it is due to undeclared allergens. The issue was discovered when a customer noticed a pistachio nut in the deli meat prior to slicing it themselves. So the product may contain tree nuts, especially pistachios, that have not been declared on the product label. That is why there is a recall for this. No illnesses have been reported in connection to the recall, but you can definitely go get your money back, return this to your point of purchase. Again, it's Sofina Foods, the Canada-based company. What these products are, the mortadella, the type of sausage with origins in Italy, that's what these are. The ready-to-eat deli meat, huge in charcuterie boards, all of that stuff. So if you have any of these products, again, return it to your point of purchase, but they're more prominent in California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. When it comes to food recalls, there are some foods that just seem to be recalled more often, links to disease outbreaks, recalls for other situations, but mostly, Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, finding presence in some of those foods that you might want to watch out for. Leafy greens, just the leafy greens category, which includes lettuce and kale and spinach, Swiss chard. Romaine is always a big one. Those are typically responsible for recalls due to E. coli, Listeria, other recalls, deli meat like we were just discussing, cheese, a lot of sausage, salami, ham, lunch meat, sliced cheeses, soft cheeses such as brie and queso fresco tend to be the worst offenders in this category, and it's a lot of times due to high instances of Listeria. Ground beef. Poultry, chicken, and turkey, those are typically in the recall category. As far as produce, onions, red, sweet, white onions have all been subject to massive recalls in recent years, mostly for salmonella. Peaches and melons, papayas, especially when they are pre-cut, sold in stores, you definitely want to watch out for those. Flour, of course, that can be due to E. coli, salmonella for the recalls. You can get more information on foodfarmfamily.com. And, of course, there is the Food, Farm, and Family podcast. If you missed anything, you want to hear it again or share it with your friends. foodfarmfamily.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.